Making the most of this issue for the September 2002 Ensign magazine. To strengthen your family. Can the Lord really watch over every one of us in our day-to-day activities? Two stories in Latter-day Saint Voices strongly reaffirm that the answer is yes. Read The Home Teachers Who Wouldn't Quit or Alone in a Foreign Country. What do a scavenger hunt and an emergency supply kit have in common? Find out how you can bring them together in Family Home Evening. Read Random Sampler. I wish my children had come equipped with instruction manuals, mothers often say. The good news is that many church resources can help. Read Random Sampler. Second Chances. Jonah got a second chance to change his life, but he didn't want others to have the same opportunity. Are we ever guilty of not giving others a second chance? Refer to the article, Jonah and the Second Chance, in this issue. In response to King Hezekiah's pleas, the Lord spared him from death, but was it a blessing? Read the article, Hezekiah's Tunnel Vision. Who will you marry? Looking for just the right person to marry? Have you thought about whether you're the right person for someone else? Read Choosing and Being the Right Spouse in this issue. Being a better teacher. Do you think your family or your students won't care about your personal experiences? Sharing them can make you a better teacher. Learn why and how in the article, Telling Personal Stories in this issue. Ever wondered if teenagers are really ready to learn the gospel? Gain a prophetic view into the hearts and minds of youth in the church from President J. Reuben Clark in the article, Excerpts from the Charted Course of the Church in Education. A cultural oasis on the frontier. In spite of hardship and privation, the saints in Nauvoo actively sought refinement through music, art, and the theater. Read the article on Beauty and Holiness, The Cultural Arts in Nauvoo in this issue. Growing through spiritual experiences. Spiritual experiences confirm our testimonies and help us to endure moments of doubt and uncertainty, writes Elder Dennis B. Neuenschwander of the Presidency of the 70. To learn more about the nature and purpose of spiritual experiences, read his article in this issue, Knowing What You Believe, Believing What You Know. Do you have a wayward child? It is possible to keep both sanity and hope when you struggle with a wayward child. Read the article, Letting Go Without Giving Up, to see how one family does it. Home teachers and visiting teachers find the monthly messages in this issue. Quiet Blessings. 4 of their 5 children were born with a severe disability. Terrible burdens? No. Sources of joy. Read the article, In a Quiet House, in this issue. Tips for Beginning Organists. How did one ward train 5 organists? Discover in Random Sampler some tips to help accomplished pianists learn to play the organ. Did you know most articles in the Ensign can easily be turned into family home evening lessons? If you need a family home evening on obedience and making the right choices, for example, turn to Hezekiah's Tunnel Vision. You could use questions like these for discussion. What would you do if you knew you were going to die and the Lord told you He would give you 15 more years? What choices would you make? When we look at the choices of King Hezekiah in the Old Testament, do they seem to be good ones? What can we do to make the right choices every day? Gospel Topics, Adversity, First Presidency Message, Patience a Heavenly Virtue, and In a Quiet House by Rebecca M. Taylor. Book of Mormon, The Book of Mormon, The Heart of Missionary Proselyting, and For Each Season of My Life by Richard F. Taylor. Conversion, The Book of Mormon, The Heart of Missionary Proselyting. Cultural Arts, In Beauty and Holiness, The Cultural Arts in Nauvoo. Death, Hezekiah's Tunnel Vision. Disabilities, In a Quiet House. Education, excerpts from the Charted Course of the Church in Education by President J. Reuben Clark. Emergency Preparedness, Random Sampler. Faith, Knowing What You Believe, Believing What You Know. Family, In a Quiet House. Family Home Evening, Random Sampler. Hezekiah, Hezekiah's tunnel vision, Holy Ghost, for each season of my life, and not just teaching the lesson. Hope, letting go without giving up. Humility, Hezekiah's tunnel vision. Inspiration, knowing what you believe, believing what you know. Jesus Christ, First Presidency message. Patience, a heavenly virtue. Jonah, Jonah and the second chance. Love, not just teaching a lesson. Marriage preparation, choosing and being the right spouse. Mental illness, letting go without giving up. Mercy, Jonah and the second chance. Missionary work, the Book of Mormon, the heart of missionary proselyting. Motherhood, random sampler. Music, random sampler. Nauvoo, in beauty and holiness, the cultural arts of Nauvoo. Old Testament, Jonah and the second chance, and Hezekiah's tunnel vision. Parenting, letting go without giving up, and random sampler. Patience, First Presidency message, patience a heavenly virtue. Prayer, Latter-day Saint voices. Repentance, Jonah and the second chance. Scripture study for each season of my life. Service, First Presidency message, and Latter-day Saint voices. Sharing stories, telling personal stories. Spirituality, excerpts from the Charted Course of the Church in Education by President J. Reuben Clark. Spouses, choosing and being the right spouse. Teaching, telling personal stories, not just teaching a lesson. And Gospel Classics, excerpts from the Charted Course of the Church in Education, President J. Reuben Clark. Testimony, the Book of Mormon, the heart of missionary proselyting. Knowing what you believe, believing what you know. And excerpts from the Charted Course of the Church in Education. Value of Life, in a Quiet House. Wayward Children, Letting Go Without Giving Up, and Hope for Parents of Wayward Children. Youth, Gospel Classics, excerpts from the Charted Course of the Church in Education by President J. Reuben Clark. End of the section, making the most of this issue for the September 2002 Ensign Magazine.